USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The COVID relief plan now goes back to the House. The Senate has passed the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long day, a long night, a long year. But a new day has come, and we tell the American people, help is on the way.
As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says President Biden is signing an executive order that will make it easier for Americans to vote. The order comes on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Alabama. 56 years ago today, more than 500 demonstrators gathered on March 7, 1965. They were demanding the right for black people to vote. They crossed Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge as protesters were met by dozens of state troopers. Last week, Democrats passed legislation to update voting procedures. Passage in the Senate is uncertain. Good news for those who are tired of being frozen in the cold. Forecasters say warm weather is coming for the central and eastern United States. This weekend in the Midwest, temperatures will be up to 30 degrees above normal. Across the northern plains, high temperature records will be challenged. The heat wave will continue through Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As COVID-19 vaccines accelerate in the United States, some organizations are trying to help get vaccines out to the rest of the world. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
UNICEF is leading a program to obtain and distribute vaccines globally. So far, the COVAX program has delivered more than 237 million doses of the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine to 138 countries. Michael Neinheis is the president and CEO of UNICEF USA, and told CBS News about the goals of the program.
Our goal is to distribute 2 billion doses this calendar year and then keep going next calendar year. Those 2 billion doses should provide enough for healthcare workers and other essential workers and vulnerable adults to get the vaccines across those countries. Not everybody. We have a long way to go to get to everybody that needs one or wants one around the world, but those essential workers and people who need them the most, we should be able to target them this year.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Disneyland could soon be opening its doors after California unveiled new guidelines on Friday for reopening of the state's theme parks. The California Department of Public Health announced it's restructuring its four-tier system, dictating when outdoor amusement parks and sports stadiums can reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the previous system, such establishments could only reopen when the county where they're located reaches the least restrictive tier. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.